The story, The Farmer Who Planted Baobabs. There were once two farmers, brothers, who inherited land from their father. The land was good rich soil, reliable rain, close to the village. Each brother received an equal portion. The first brother, whose name was Kofi, looked at his land and thought, "I will grow millet and sorghum. In 4 moons, I will harvest. In 8 moons, I will harvest again. Every season, I will see the fruit of my labor. Every season, I will eat." And so he did. He planted millet. He harvested. He planted sorghum. He harvested. Season after season, year after year, his granary filled and emptied, filled and emptied. He worked hard. He was never hungry. The village respected him as a steady man, a reliable man. The second brother, whose name was Yao, looked at his land and thought differently. He walked to the edge of the village, to the place where the old baobab trees stood, to trees so ancient that no one remembered who had planted them. Trees so vast that 20 people holding hands could not circle their trunks. Trees that provided fruit, shade, medicine, and shelter. Trees that had fed the village for generations. Yao stood beneath those trees and asked the eldest woman in the village, "Who planted these?" She laughed, a sound like dry leaves. "Child, these trees were here when my grandmother's grandmother was young. No one alive knows who planted them. But someone did. Someone who never saw them grow tall. Someone who planted them for us." Yao returned to his land. He planted millet and sorghum, yes, enough to eat, enough to trade. But he also did something else. In the corners of his fields, along the borders, in the spaces others would have left empty, he planted baobab seeds. 28 Moisku Kamara, his brother Kofi, saw this and laughed. "Yao, what are you doing? Those trees take 40 years to bear fruit. You will be an old man before you taste a single baobab pod. Plant more millet. Plant more sorghum. Grow what you can harvest." Yao smiled. "Brother, I am not planting these trees for me. I am planting them for my children. For their children. For the village that will be here when we are dust." Kofi shook his head and returned to his fields. 10 years passed. Kofi's granary was full. He had a good house, a large family, respect in the village. He worked hard every season, and every season he reaped what he had sown. Yao's granary was also full, but only just. He had enough, but not abundance. And in the corners of his fields, young baobab trees stood, thin and tall, not yet bearing fruit. They gave no harvest. They took up space. Some in the village whispered that Yao was foolish. But Yao tended them. He watered them in the dry season. He protected them from goats. He pruned them with care. 20 years passed. Kofi's back began to ache. The work that had once been easy now exhausted him. His children helped, but they were restless. "Father," they said, "we do the same work you did, and we harvest the same amount. We are no better off than you were. What is the point?" Kofi had no answer. Yao's back also ached. But his baobab trees were now taller than his house. Their branches spread wide. They did not yet bear fruit, but they provided shade, deep, cool shade that made the work beneath them easier. Travelers on the road began to stop at Yao's land to rest. Some traded goods in gratitude. Some shared news from distant places. The seven seed of wisdom 29 Yao's children asked, "Father, when will the trees give fruit?" Yao said, "Soon. But even if they do not give fruit in my lifetime, they are already giving. Look, shade. Look, beauty. Look, travelers who bring stories and trade. The tree gives long before the fruit appears." 40 years passed. Kofi was now an old man. His fields still produced, but his children had grown weary of the endless cycle: plant, harvest, plant, harvest, plant, harvest. One by one, they left for the city, seeking something more. Kofi sat alone in his house, surrounded by full granaries, and wondered why he felt empty. Yao was also an old man. But his baobab trees, oh, his baobab trees, were now giants. Their trunks were thick as houses. Their branches spread like the sky itself. And they bore fruit. Baskets and baskets of fruit. Fruit that fed his family, his neighbors, the entire village. Fruit that traders came from distant regions to buy. But more than that, the trees had become a landmark. "Meet me at Yao's baobabs," people would say. Weddings were held in their shade. Councils gathered beneath their branches. Children played in their roots. The trees had become part of the village's identity, part of its story. And Yao's children, his children, stayed. Because they saw what their father had built. They saw that the work of their hands would not disappear with the season, but would grow, compound, multiply across generations. One day, Kofi came to visit his brother. He stood beneath the baobabs, looking up at their impossible height, and he wept. "Brother," he said, "I have worked my entire life. I have harvested 100 times. And I have nothing that will last. But you planted once, 40 years ago, and you have built something eternal." Yao placed a hand on his brother's shoulder. "Kofi," he said gently, "you are not too old to plant a baobab." 30 Moisku Kamara, the farmer, stood beneath his baobab, its branches reaching toward the sky like prayers answered by time itself. His grandchildren played in its shade, and he knew, some things cannot be rushed, only tended. The story lives on. Calm reigns over the fire. Then, a single note from the kora, patient as the baobab's first root seeking water. The sound does not hurry. It waits for you to catch up. The farmer planted what he would never harvest. But his grandchildren ate the fruit. This is the first wisdom. Key terms: granary, a grain storage structure in West African villages, measures prosperity, foresight, and security. It symbolizes the rewards of wise planning. Sorghum, a drought-resistant grain crop, sorghum is another staple in West Africa. In the book, like millet, sorghum represents short-term, seasonal harvest cycles. The Seven Seed of Wisdom 31.